Springfield City officials Tuesday announced another significant step forward in the redevelopment of Union Station with the selection of Daniel O'Connell's Sons of Holyoke as general contractor for the $45 million project. Company President Dennis Fitzpatrick said the new Union Station will be his firm's latest signature project locally, joining the Memorial Bridge and the Springfield Federal Courthouse.
We do feel a lot of pressure to bring it in on time and on budget. We always do, but more so with a project with this kind of profile and the history of getting into the starting blocks.
Work is to begin in the fall to redevelop the old train station into a modern transportation center with facilities for Amtrak train service, commuter rail, intercity, and public transit buses. Construction is to be finished within 2 years.
Obviously, in this economic environment, there's not a lot of opportunity out there, and we were pretty zealous in our pursuit of this, and we're just really happy to be selected to be part of the project team.
Efforts to redevelop Union Station, which closed in 1974, languished for decades, but now city officials say it's on the fast track, thanks in part to the Obama administration's commitment to spend $1 billion to expand high-speed rail in the Northeast. Last month, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood was in Springfield to green light the Union Station project. Kevin Kennedy, the city of Springfield's chief development official, said the commitment of federal money helped attract 7 submissions from firms hoping to be selected as construction manager.
This is a very popular project. There's a significant amount of money involved here. And the other part is people are now attracted to Springfield. I mean, Springfield's a good place to do business.
The project is expected to create 200 construction jobs. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said it is yet to be determined if it will be built under a project labor agreement with the local building trades council.
We're going to look for what is best to the taxpayers, not only of the Commonwealth and the city and the federal government, and what gets the job done within the budget and on time. We've done work with labor before, but again, that's something that we'll sit down and discuss with them.
Sarno has called the redevelopment of Union Station crucial to the continued revitalization of Springfield in the aftermath of last year's tornado.
Where you have public investment, it has spurred private development. Union stations around the country are hub of activities, which means economic development and people where there's numbers, people want to open up their businesses or expand. So we're excited about this.
Springfield has recently become a magnet for casino developers who have been scoping out potential sites to build a $500 million resort casino. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.